Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopijana Balaba Yiribaradhade. Gopijana Balaba Yiribaradhade. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Nandana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Nandana Yamuna Tirira Panachati Yamuna Tera Vanachyade Jaya Radhu Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radhu Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Kiri Varadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vadadhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Te Rabbana Chana Te Jamuna Te Rabbana Chana Te Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravidakacharya Alsa Teta Satishi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chatananda Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupad Kijai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupad Kijai Anandakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Kijai Namacharya Shidahuridas Thakur Kijai Purem Se Koho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrindagichai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopinath Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturidam Kijai Jagannathaswami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Srimati Lasadevi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindagichai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bom. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamani. Oh yeah, I forgot. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nirvishesha Shunyabadi Paschacha Deja Tarani. So today we are reading from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, text, chapter 33, text 16. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Evam Parashvanga Karabhimarcha Asnigdikshano Dharma Vilasa Hasai Reme, Ramesho, Raja, Sundari Bir, Yatharvaka, Sva, Pratibimba, Vibramaha, Evam Parashvanga Karavimarsha. Nigdekshano Dharma Vilasahasai Reme Ramesho Rajasundari Bir Yatharvaka Swapati Bimba Vibramaha Evam Parashvanga Karabhimarsha Snigdekshano Dharma Vilasahasai Reme Ramesho Rajasundari Bir Yatharvaka Swapati Bimba Vibrama Evam Parishvanga Karabi Marsha Snigdekshano Dharma Vilasahasai Reme Ramesho Rajasundari Bir Yatharva Kakshva Pati Bimba Vibrava
Thank you.
Yes, because that's it. Okay. Evam. Thus. Parishvanga. With embracing. Kara. By his hand. Abhimarsha. With touching. Snigdha. Affectionate. Ikshana. With glances. Uddama. Broad. Vilasa. Playful. Hasahi. With smiles. Reme. He took pleasure. Roma. Of the goddess of fortune. Ishaha. The master. Rajasundari Bihi. With the young women of the coward community. Yata, just as. Arbakaha, a boy. Sva, his own. Pratibimba, with a reflection. Vibramaha, whose plane. Translation, in this way, Lord Krishna, the original Lord Narayan, master of the goddess of fortune, took pleasure in the company of the young women of Braja by embracing them, caressing them, and glancing lovingly at them as he smiled his broad, playful smiles. It was just as if a child were playing with his own reflections. So you can repeat, in this way, Lord Krishna, the original Lord Narayana, master of the goddess of fortune, took pleasure in the company of the young women of Braja by embracing them, caressing them, and glancing lovingly at them as he smiled his broad, playful smiles. It was just as if a child were playing with his own reflection. So purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments as follows on this verse. Lord Krishna alone is the supreme absolute truth, and his potencies are unlimited. All these potencies, taking personal forms, engage Lord Krishna in his pastimes. Just as the opulent manifestation of his one supreme transcendental potency manifests all the countless potencies of the Lord, so in the rasa dance, Krishna manifests himself as many times as there are various potencies represented by the gopis. Everything is Krishna. But by his desire, his spiritual energy, yoga maya, manifests the gopis. When his internal potency, yoga maya, thus produces such pastimes for the enhancement of his transcendental emotions, it is just like a young boy playing with his own reflection. But since these pastimes are created by his spiritual potency, they're eternal and self-manifesting. So, actually, let me read the verse again, then we'll read some of the commentaries by the acharyas. Evam parishvanga karam vimarsha snigdekshano dama vilasahasai Reme Ramesho Vrajasundari Bir Yatharbhakaswa Patibimba Vibramaha. So Omagana Timidandasha Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So we'll read the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. All of these elements of song and dance also made the elements of Krishna's love play perfect. Embracing each gopi, he danced with her. Touching the left breast of the gopis with his right hand, he counted the tal of the music on their breasts by tapping his fingers. He secretly glanced at the gopis' limbs as they danced. He kissed them on the pretext of satisfying them. After enjoying in these ways with the gopis, he then smiled. Krishna is addressed as Ramesa. This means he was master of all opulences. It can also mean that Krishna, who is the enjoyer, Ramana, of the gopis. As a foolish boy plays with a shadow, so Krishna, enchanted by the gopis, who had surrendered to prema, began to enjoy with them. How could one person enjoy with thousands of gopis? The form of Krishna expanded into many, who then enjoyed Vibhramaha with each gopi, who was also his own form, Bimba. The gopis were the Ladini Shakti expansions of his Svarup. Similarly, in 3.2.11, Swabimba refers to Krishna's own form, the Prabhava Prakasha. Therefore, the meaning of the verse is Krishna expanding himself as Prabhava Prakasha enjoyed with each of the gopis who were his own Svarup. The phrase Swa Pratibimba cannot be explained in any other way. To say that bimba means shadow is inappropriate. I'm going to read Jiva Goswami's commentary too. Siddhartha Swami explains this verse. His commentary is strongly based on the example given. Krishna was like a child who by mistake plays with his own reflection. There is a mutual limitation in the Lord's actions, the boy, and the gopi's actions, the reflection. Krishna himself is the initiator of the actions. That process is described in the example. Thus the phrase, the example, shows that he is never surpassed, in his pastimes, and his commentary seems to be interpolated. Siddhartha Swami then explains the example. Krishna transfers his qualities to them, and they become the reflection of his qualities, just as a boy realizes the beauty of his face by means of the reflection, not by the real face of the Lord realizes his qualities through his beloved gopis, since those qualities do not arise in him unless their prema arises. Although he is the master of Lakshmi, he enjoyed with the gopis of Braja, not with her. This shows their superior beauty and prema. Or he is the master of Lakshmi, but does not enjoy with her, he enjoys instead with the gopis. This shows the extraordinary nature of their enjoyment. Then in astonishment, the description of the gopis is given. He embraced them, held their hands, he joyfully gazed at their faces. He acted without restraint, such as touching their breasts, Udama Vilasa. He smiled to show his intense passion. Then an example is given to show their general attachment with unsurpassable qualities in them and him. Some boy, because of the nature of his age, is attached to playing and in illusion plays with his reflection, just as the Lord plays with the gopis, who are equal to him, his reflective counterparts. Attached to play, which is filled with his nature of being controlled by prema, he enjoys with the gopis since they are his counterparts, being his Swarup Shakti. With a similar intention, previously the gopis were described as Krishna Vagbaha, wives of Krishna, rather than Gopa Vagbaha, wives of cowards. There is eternal consorts. The Brahma Samhita 537 says, Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavibhatabhis tabhirya eva nijarupa tagya kalabhi goloka eva nivashita kilatmat bhuto govindamati purusham tamaham jami. I worship the Supreme Lord Govinda, who though regarding all the inhabitants as his very self, resides in Goloka exclusively with the young girls who are embodiments of Madhura rasa. He accepts them as his wives while they respond to his conjugal affection reciprocally. When a boy moves his head, the reflection moves. When Krishna moved, the gopis moved. But in the excitement of the pastimes, because of mutual attraction, the gopis and Krishna followed each other. The verse mentions his affectionate glances. This means that just as the gopis glanced at him with affection, he glanced at them. Parashara describes his sattvika bhavas, gopi kapala sham shlesham abhipatya harer bhujao apulakod kama shaspaya svedam dambu ganga tham gathao. When Krishna's arms contacted the cheek of a gopi, those arms began profusely perspiring and their hairs stood on end like grass. So here's Krishna experiencing sattvika bhava. So I'm going to and reading the commentaries now. So, actually, one can get a little confused reading these descriptions, thinking it's all one. You know, in other words, Krishna and the gopis are one, because you're talking about the pratibimba, the reflection, like that. So you think, well, there's only Krishna. Well, we understand in the Krishna consciousness movement something called the Achincha Beda Beda Tattva philosophy, that these gopis are eternally individuals, yet they are also manifestations of the Svarupa Shakti, Ladini Shakti, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So both these things are simultaneously there. So this means, or one way to understand this is to take yourself apart from the time factor, which we generally perceive things in. Like we say, you know, Krishna expands himself as the gopis, right? We hear this. Or the Krishna expands as his various avatars, expansions, incarnations, whatever you may call it. But actually, these particular manifestations of the Lord and manifestations of Krishna's internal potency are eternally existing. It's not that they weren't existing, like, it's not that Radharani wasn't existing at a particular time, or Lita Vishaka, or any of the gopis that are being described here weren't existing. They're eternally individuals with eternal separate personalities, but at the same time, they're actually manifestations of the Lord's potency, the internal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is achincha. I mean, if any one of, at least I don't understand completely, I mean, I understand theoretically what's going on, but it's achincha. It's Krishna's achincha shakti that we have to understand. Now, one thing I wanted to talk about here was that Krishna's different personal expansions are mentioned by Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find different classifications of Krishna's expansions, which I found quite interesting, like, you know, Prabhava, Prakash, like that. So I want to read some of the verses from the Chaitanya Charitamrita that deal, whoops, this is the wrong one right here, that deal with Krishna's expansions rather than the gopis' expansions. Oh, another point before I get to that, I wanted to make clear that this particular verse doesn't indicate that all the gopis in the Rasa dance were actually Shakti Tattva, although it appears to indicate that, but it's referring to those gopis who were Shakti Tattva. And the other gopis, a Jiva Tattva, like you and me, if you happen to be Jiva Tattva, I'm not sure. But, well, some of you may be Maya Shakti or something like that. So the Jiva Tattvas can be empowered by the Ladini Shakti to be in the Rasa dance. So it's not that you're thinking, oh, Krishna's just dancing with his Shakti, expansions of Radharani, and I'm not an expansion of Radharani, obviously. And I want to join the Rasa dance too. So you can be empowered and in this way be considered an expansion of the Ladini Shakti. Just like we hear sometimes in Krishna's pastimes, many times in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, you'll find one particular person who's an incarnation of two or three other individuals, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You say, you know, how can Haridas Thakur be Lord Brahma, Prahlad Maharaj simultaneously? Well, there's different ways to understand it. It's not, you know, you can say, well, of course, Krishna can do anything, can have two persons appear as one, or one person appear as two. But in many cases, these are empowered personalities. They're empowered, just like Prabhupada is Shaktivesh. He's an avatar. Of course, the word avatar, excuse me, means to cross down or to descend into this world. And so you say, Prabhupada's an avatar. Where is four-handed form? Did he ever show his four-handed form or sit on the altar or like Lord Chaitanya did? No, because he's Shaktivesh. He's empowered. And also, Shakshad Hari Tvainasamas. We give him the same respect as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he's empowered by the Lord representing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, someone can actually be considered, you know, a manifestation of the internal potency of the Lord, whereas they're a jiva soul. In other words, you can dance. I mean, I'm not aspiring, you know, personally, I'm not aspiring to dance with Krishna and the Rasa dance. So it's not, this is not a conflict of interest. I guarantee I'm not aspiring to dance with Krishna and the Rasa dance. I do not want to dance with Krishna and the Rasa dance. I want to serve Prabhupada and serve, you know, this is my aspiration. Anyway, so... And not the anti-party either. So anyway, I'll tell you later what I said. So anyway, so let's talk about Krishna's expansion, because I found it quite an interesting topic of Krishna's different expansions, and that are mentioned here by Vishnath Chakrabarti Thakur. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita deals with this particular subject matter, how Krishna expands himself in different ways, as he did in the Rasa dance, and you're going to hear about some of these different expansions by myself reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we're going to read from the Adi Lila, chapter 2, begin with text 97. And I found this particular part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita quite interesting, actually. The Personality of Godhead Shri Krishna enjoys himself in six primary expansions. His two manifestations are Prabhava and Vaibhava, and it's going to be some of it's going to be explained in the purport and in the following verses. And you can take notes. There was actually one person years ago who did an article for Back to Godhead, just like with a chart. You remember that? I was looking for that chart, and I couldn't find it when I was thinking about giving the class today. It was quite an interesting chart. The Vaibhava and Prabhava and all the different expansions. But the information that this particular, I think it was a lady, got to when she did this. Yeah, I thought it was quite interesting. The information she got was from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in which Prabhupada describes these different expansions of the Lord. I'm going to skip certain parts of the purport. The Lord primarily expands himself in two categories, namely Prabhava and Vaibhava. The Prabhava forms, just listen to this, so you can try to remember this or take notes if you like, because it gets a little complicated. The Prabhava forms are fully potent like Sri Krishna, and the Vaibhava forms are partially potent. Now here we're talking about Vishnu Tattva expansions. The Prabhava forms are manifest in relationship with potencies, but the Vaibhava forms are manifest in relationship with excellences. The potent Prabhava manifestations are also of two varieties, temporary and eternal. The Mohini, Hamsa, and Shukla forms are manifested only temporarily in terms of a particular age. Among the other Prabhava, who are not very famous according to the material estimation, are Dhanvantari, Rishabha, Vyasa, Dattatreya, and Kapila. Among the Vaibhava Prakash forms are Kurma Matsya, Naranarayan, Varaha, Hayagriva, Prishnigarbha, Baladev, Yajna, Vibhu, Satyasena, Hari, Vaikuntha, Ajita, Vamana, Sarvabhauma, Rishabha, Vishvakshena, Dharmakshetu, Sudama, Yogeshvara, and Brihadvana. And one thing I wanted to make very clear is that when we're talking about all the manifestations, the Vishnu Tattva manifestations of the Lord, Advaita, Chuta, Nadi, Radhanta, Rupan, they're all, or they, anyway, hard to figure out what pronoun to use, but it's all the same, hate to use the word it, but it's the same person, but just different manifestations of the same person. It's not many gods. I got some Prabhava gods, you got some Vaibhava gods, but the Vishnu Tattva expansions, some of them are actually empowered, like Vyasa here, is empowered. Anyway, it gets a little complicated. So another point is the Prabhupada made, this question was raised the other day, I think it was in some big conference on the internet. Are there planets in the spiritual world for each and every the incarnations or expansions of the Lord? And Prabhupada said, no, the non-human expansions do not have planets in the spiritual world. So, but they are Vishnu Tattva expansion, the Supreme, you know, Lord Nrsingadeva is Vishnu Tattva. So, anyway, continuing the reading. His incarnations are two kinds, partial and empowered. So there is the empowered Shaktavish. He appears in two ages, in childhood and boyhood. And Prabhupada explains the Vilasa forms are six in number, incarnations of two varieties. The Shaktavish, that's empowered, like Srila Prabhupada, and Amsha Vesha, partial. These incarnations also come within the category of Prabhava and Vaibhava manifestations. The personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, who is eternally and adolescent, is the primeval Lord, the source of all incarnations. He expands himself in these six categories of forms to establish his supremacy throughout the universe. In these six kinds of forms, there are innumerable varieties. Although they are many, they are all, in one sense, one. There's no difference between them. So Prabhupada here states in his purport, the personality of Godhead manifests himself in six features, prabhava, vaibhava, empowered incarnations, partial incarnations, childhood, and boyhood. That's interesting. Because, as mentioned in the previous verse, he's eternally an adolescent. So that's, in the spiritual world, like if you go back to Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna is eternally an adolescent. Does everybody know what adolescent means? You're probably an adolescent. He's a little old to be an adolescent. You know, someone who's just going through puberty. So he's eternally youthful, like that. The personality who got it, who's permanent, here Prabhupada even says the same thing, permanent feature is adolescence. Enjoys his transcendental proclivities by performing pastimes in these six forms. In these six features, there are unlimited divisions of the personality of Godhead's forms. So, okay, and that's all in this particular volume. And then Prabhupada goes in, or Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami goes into it more and more depth in Majjalila chapter 20. And if you really are interested in understanding all these things, you should read it and just draw out a chart or try to find the chart that's in. Maybe Mother Irmala can figure out where to find that chart. Can you? Yeah, or tell me where to look. So.
I can ask.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I read
Teachers
Lord Chaitanya, and I came to that point in the book, I got completely stuck, and I couldn't finish the book. I was studying.
Really? Yeah,
because
it is...
So, and I thought I had to understand it before I could go on. I
can't
understand this, and so I just got
completely stuck. You don't have to understand to go back to God.
I'm not going to be tested
like that. No, it's not when, after you die, that... St. Peter will say, St. Peter, wrong religion. St. Peter will say, are you interested in the Prabhava or Vaibhava Prakash or the Vaibhava Vilas or partial incarnation or what would you like to do? Yeah, I don't remember that either. But try to understand it. Also, reading this, it actually impresses us with the erudition of our acharyas. You know, it brings, to my mind, to my heart, it makes me very prideful of our disciplic succession. You know, sometimes people say, the Krishna consciousness is just for very sentimental people. Well, read some of Jiva Goswami's writings, or Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's writings, or Sanatana Goswami's writings, and you'll see this is a science. A science of the Lord's incarnations. Yeah.
And in many other places, but there specifically, that one can worship any form of the Lord if you just like to sing the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have people who are almost exclusive devotees of some of these incarnations, especially the singing day.
Right.
My
understanding is that if you read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that the devotees who are attached to specific forms or pastimes of the Lord, they actually manifest, isn't it in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, they manifest those particular characters or personalities. So that's... there's some remembrance of what they did, you know, those pastimes that they performed, or the form of the Lord that they manifest, that they didn't manifest, form of the Lord they worshiped before they came to the spiritual world. So that, my understanding from reading the Brihad Bhagavatamrita is that occurs in the Vaikuntha planets, of course, not Krishna Loka, obviously. And the Lord can sometimes assume those forms, and the devotees can sometimes assume the form, like of a monkey or something like that, to relish the pastimes that they relished before. That's how I would answer it after studying Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Is that all right? Thank you. So let me just keep reading so we can become more confused. The Supreme Personality of Godhead exists in three principal forms. Swayam Rupa, that's easy to understand, is original. I'm reading from text 165 in the 20th chapter of the Majjhima Lila. 165. So, we're not going to get a chance to cover all this today, but it's something that's, I find actually quite interesting. How Krishna just like has all these different manifestations of his personality. He's just so variegated. As we're reading here in the pastimes in the 10th canto, that there's so much variety in the different gopis. And, you know, if I look at a reflection of myself, it's not that variegated. You know, I go left side, right side, front, back, top. And Krishna has unlimited variety. Isn't it? I mean, that's another thing I can get from these descriptions. So anyway, the Supreme Personality of God exists in three principal forms. A Swayam Rupa, that means original form. Tadekatma Rupa and Avesha Rupa. So, this 165. Let me skip down here. The Tadekatma Rupa forms exist simultaneously with the Swayam Rupa form and are non-different. At the same time, their bodily features and specific activities appear to be different. The Tadekatma Rupa forms are divided into two categories, Swamsa and Vilasa. Let me just read the verses because it gets a little complicated. The original form of the Lord, Swayam Rupa, is exhibited in two forms, Swayam Rupa and Swayam Prakasha. In his original form as Swayam Rupa, Krishna is observed as a coward boy in Vrindavan. In his original form, Krishna manifests himself in two features, Prabhava and Vaibhava. He expands his one original form into many as he did during the Rasa dance. So here's the description of the Rasa dance. When the Lord married 16,108 wives at Dwarka, he expanded himself into many forms. These expansions and the expansions at the Rasa dance are called, so here were the same description that was given by Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, are called Prabhava Prakash, according to the directions of the revealed scriptures. The Prabhava Prakash expansions of Lord Krishna are not like the expansions of the sage Sobhari. Had they been so, Narada would not have been astonished to see them. In other words, Sobhari's expansions were like television expansions. He married 50 girls. Poor guy. So anyway, so he married 50 girls, and each one of those expansions, you know, because he made himself so handsome, they all fought over him. Yeah. It's an interesting story from the Bhagavatam. So, but there were like, Prabhupada expansions like television expansions. Like if you go into the Walmart and you look at it, all these different televisions that are actually showing the same show, whatever it is, they all have the same show going on. But Krishna's expansions are not all the same show. You know, it's unlimited variety. So this is what's being described here by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. It is astounding that Lord Krishna, who is one without a second, expanded himself into 16,000 forms to marry 16,000 queens in their respective homes. Also, same thing about the gopis in the rasa dance. If one form or feature is differently manifested according to different emotional features, it is called vaibhava prakash. So if it was different, you know, some difference in the rasa dance, it would be called vaibhava prakash, but actually in the rasa dance it was prabhava prakash, because each and every one of those forms was exactly the same with the same potency, the same manifestation, but just different varieties of expressions. Does everyone understand that? That's pretty easy. That's pretty easy. When the Lord expands himself in innumerable forms, such as there is no difference in the forms, but due to different features, bodily colors, and weapons, the names are different. So in other words, like Balaram. You understand? The names are different. There's no difference. You know, in other words, the dvaita chuta nadevananta rupa, which is a verse which I keep quoting like thousands of times a day. But due to different features, bodily colors and weapons, the name is different. And Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami describes this. He says, the first manifestation of the Vaibhava feature of Krishna is Sri Balaramaji. She's a devotee of Balaram and Nityananda. Okay, see you in Navadweep. Anyways, you can tell, actually. Isn't it? Anyway, Sri Balaram and Krishna have different bodily colors, but otherwise Sri Balaram is equal to Krishna in all respects. So that's Vaibhava. Everybody understands that? That's Vaibhava Prakash. Okay, so tomorrow we're going to be tested. We'll have a test in all these different forms of the Supreme Personality Godhead. And that'll be required from now on for first initiation. You know, nobody got initiated. Jai, Shishi, Radhika Lokananda, Radhika Lokananda.
Hari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Hari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Hari Purusham Bhagavatam samasitam buddha sundaranam Nandar ako vigamaniya vishesha shobha Hari Purusham, Tamaham Bhajami.
Thank you. Okay. Nettai bada kama na Koti chan da chuchi ta la Yai chai ai as chaka chura loe Nettai bada kama na Jai bine bai Aka Krishna pai te nai Vina kori karo ni jai bai Hei no ni jai bine bai Say someone nai alma Prince Chenma Gaina Tan Saint Pacha Maro Dundrachara Dina Bodhina Mukhege Machi loves some Sada Suke Vijakune Kikori Betara Da koi alga, nitai bada pachariya, atachere sa chakuri mani. jagat koruna ege rachayuna da krishna bhai mai darone chai jana chukane Rakuranga charanera pasha Nitai batakoma Koti chenja shushi ta la la Ye chai aya shaka chudai Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Ram Ram Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananad Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Amacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Friends say Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindagajai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopagopanath Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavadam Kijai Maturanam Kijai Jagannatha Swami Kijai Munamai Kijai Shrimati Lasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindagajai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhakti Shiva Devata. Swamana. Stay Saraswati Devi Gauranga Kuchani Nivasasas in your body. So in this material world, which is progressing toward hell, there's always a blazing fire, and everyone is struggling hard without finding peace. Therefore, if the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter under the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, which are cooling like the shining of millions of moons. Unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, it will be very difficult to approach Radha Krishna. Anyone who does not establish their relationship with Lord Nityananda is simply spoiling their boon of a human birth in the animal propensities of sense gratification. Never saying the names of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, they become absorbed in so-called material enjoyment, and their academic education and birth in a high family or great nation will not protect them at the time of death. They become maddened by a false concept of bodily life, and thus they have forgotten their eternal relationship with Lord Nityananda. Such forgetful persons accept the illusory energy as factual. When you achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda, then you will be able to approach Radha Krishna. Firmly catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are not illusion, they are a fact, and anyone who engages in the transcendental loving service of Lord Nityananda immediately achieves their transcendental position on the spiritual platform, which is eternal and blissful. Therefore, always try to catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Narottama Das Thakur says, my dear Lord Nityananda, I am very unhappy, so I am praying to you to make me happy. Please keep me in the corner of your lotus feet. So just one announcement is Champaka's birthday, spiritual birthday today. She's 24 years old and a grandmother. That's pretty good. She's 24 years old. She was initiated 24 years ago on this date, right? Haribol. Leaving. Traveling for a while. Brazil? I wish. No, Australia, New Zealand, maybe New Zealand, maybe, but Fiji also. Hopefully.